Joining us now is a very good friend of the program. He's joined us numerous times in the past. Jimmy Buell, teaching professional at the Abacoa Golf Club in Jupiter. I've been taking lessons from Jimmy for about 4 or 5 years now, and he has been able to work me down to about a 13 or 14 handicap from about a 25, which I was about 5 years ago. Jimmy, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me. How you doing, Pat? Russ?
Hey, Jim.
We're doing great. Glad to have you on the program. Thanks for waking up early for us. And I want to use my golf game, 14 handicap, usually shooting the mid-80s to low 90s, still haven't broken 80, hoping to shoot in the 70s someday soon. Use me maybe as a case study, and hopefully some of our listeners can learn something. Let's just go through what I'm working with now. I got that new impact ball that I'm working with, a device. Why are we using that? What's with my swing? I know I'm a little handsy at times, and we're now working on path a little bit. Just give everyone a kind of a thumbnail sketch of my game and what we're trying to work on and improve.
Sure. Russ, you've always had a little bit of tendency where to get the club face a little bit closed in your golf swing, especially from the top down, and that's going to obviously make the ball want to go left or curve left. So what you would tend to do was start swinging pretty far to the right, or the shaft of the golf club would work pretty far underneath your plane, or swing from in to out, however you want to really term it. But you would create a lot of curve on the golf ball by doing that. So the impact ball, I think it's just a great tool for a number of reasons. But for you, it really takes your hands away. And when I first had you using it a lot, you would make a lot of half swings with it, even just getting used to getting your hands to be very passive and allowing your arms and your arms to rotate the face open and closed instead of your hands. And that did take a lot of the curve away, and you started hitting the ball a lot straighter that way. And then from there, we can kind of start to progress towards really trying to straighten out the path a little bit. But it seems like it's worked. We really got you hitting it a lot straighter. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Jim, I can attest playing golf with pretty much for the 4 or 5 years that you've been teaching him, that he's definitely improved, getting a lot better, getting off the tee, even short game. Russ seems to be on that path. What's it going to take for him to his goal is to break 80, and certainly I think he has enough shots to do that, but what is left for Russ to be able to break 80, and how much of a factor does believing that you can do it factor into it?
Believing you can do it is a huge thing for sure. What I think it is that breaking 80 is like a huge hurdle for a lot of golfers where Russ is. It's obviously sort of a big deal, and you feel like once you break 80, you've gotten into that upper echelon of really good players. There aren't that many players who play everything the way the golf is meant to be played and can actually break 80 regularly. So that's a big deal. But with Russ, we're real close swing-wise, I think, to where, you're always going to hit some bad shots. Doesn't matter who you are, but he's eliminated a lot of them. He still has a few, but we're real close to where his swing, we can kind of let him continue to do what he's doing, and then it's going to be, focusing on really inside 100 yards. And that's where you're able to go from, 85 or 86 and be able to find six shots. It's usually, a couple times around maybe where you miss a green with a sand wedge from 60 yards, or you have a simple little chip right in front of the green, and instead of getting it up and down, it takes you three. So that's where you have to find the shots, because if you're shooting 85 or 6, usually you're able to hit it good enough to shoot in the 70s. So it's hard to find six shots from your golf swing. You've got to find them from the short game in order to do that.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by my golf professional, taking lessons from Jimmy Buell, PGA teaching pro at Abacoa Golf Club in Jupiter for the last 4 or 5 years now, and I'm a 14 handicap. My index is 13.6. I usually get 14 shots at most courses. If they're tough courses, I'll get 16 or 17 shots. And I usually shoot in the mid-80s to low 90s, working my way towards breaking 80 and shooting in the 70s. Jimmy, the toughest shot for me, never fails, the toughest shot every single round, and I've come to the point where I dread it, and that's not good, because you can't be over a shot thinking that you're not going to be able to hit it, because then you have no chance. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're usually right. So, and confidence is so important in this game, but the downhill lie for me is so tough. Let's say I'm in the fairway, got 150 yards out. My 150 club is an 8-iron. Do I club down? Do I club up? And if I've got a severe downhill lie, how should I approach that shot?
Yeah, that's a. It's probably one of the harder shots in the game, especially for better players. I think it's actually more difficult, only because again, your mistake is sort of leans towards what a lot of better players do, where they do swing the club a little too far from the inside or into out, and that makes the club want to bottom out a little early. And if that's the case, you put yourself on a downhill lie. That kind of gets exaggerated, so it does make it a harder shot. But when you have that shot, what I think has to have happen is you have to, first of all, do your best to try to get your left shoulder a lot lower at address, or try to get your shoulders to somehow match the slope the best you can. It's not easy to do, and it's not always real comfortable. But if the slope's down and your left shoulder's a lot higher, you're going to tend to almost be swinging up on the ball when the ball's on that downhill lie, so that makes it tough. So, number one, you really got to try to get your shoulders to match the slope the best you can. Number two, you got to aim a little bit left because the ball almost always wants to squirt a little bit right off that downhill lie. And you also need to move the ball a little bit further back, because if you are lowering your shoulder and you're gonna swing with the slope, you're going to take loft away from the club. So instead of an 8-iron, you know, if you're hitting an 8-iron, you might turn it into a 7-iron at impact if you're going to take loft away. So I always say to use a little less club than what you would. If you're between clubs, obviously go with the less one. If it's usually a normal 8-iron, you either need to choke down on the 8 a little bit, or you probably need to go to just a really good 9. But move it back in the stance, aim a little bit left, and definitely get your shoulders to match the slope the best you can. It's a tough, tough shot, but after you hit a few decent ones, you'll get a little confident. I guess now we got something to work on when I see you.
That's right.
hey Jim, another area that Russ has really improved in, you speak about the short game, is his trap game. Russ couldn't get out of a trap to save his life early on, but now he looks like he's actually confident in there. A lot of people have problems in the traps or have problems short chipping around the green, those half shots. How much of that can be mechanical, and how much of it is just strictly getting out there, practicing it, and just working through, your feel shots? How much of that can be actually taught, and how much do you have to work on that just on your own?
It's obviously a little bit of both, but what I find is usually whatever somebody does in their full swing, it sort of manifests itself into their game, and it comes out in every area. So even if it's not as severe, if you take somebody that tends to get the face a little closed, they swing a little it right to left, you put them in the short game area, they're going to do the same thing. It's just maybe not as obvious or maybe not as prevalent. But the problem is when you're in the short game, you don't have as much room or there's not as much real estate to get away with it. If you've got a simple little chip and you hit it off the heel or the toe of the club because the club, or if you hit an inch behind it, you're not going to, you just don't have enough room to make up for it. Where if you had a full swing, instead of hitting it pin high, well, maybe you're 10 yards short, but for most golfers, they'd still take that. So in the short game, it's definitely you need to practice, but like I said, I find that usually, and which is why I think Russ's, some of his, like his bunker game and stuff's improved, because I think as we've taken a lot of his hands away, it's helped in every area. It's helped him in his short game and his bunker, because now, like I said, that mistake isn't as prevalent throughout the game, if that makes sense to you.
He is Jimmy Buell, a teaching professional at the Abacoa Golf Club in Jupiter. I've been taking lessons from Jimmy for about 5 years now. When I first went to him, I was right around a 25, 26 handicap. I've now cut that almost in half from right around 13 to 14, so a dozen shots or so in the last 5 years, hoping for another dozen the next 5 years, get down around scratch, hopefully, by 38, 39 years of age. That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun to play golf when you're regularly shooting in the 70s. Jimmy, for folks that want to get in touch with you, maybe come out to Abacoa and take a lesson, how do they do that?
They can always reach me directly on my cell phone. They can catch me at 561-352-1172 is my direct line. And then they can also visit my website if they want a little more information. And that's just jimmybuellgolf.com, which is G-I-M-M-Y, B as in boy, U, E as in Edward, L-L, golf.com. I'd love to have anybody come out. We'd have a good time.
All right. That website again, jimmybuellgolf.com. The phone number, 561-352-1172. Jimmy Buell, teaching professional at the Abacoa Golf Club. As always, Jimmy, thanks so much for your time. I will see you out on the course in the next week or so.
You bet. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. There he is, Jimmy Buell, teaching professional at the Abacoa Golf Club, joining us on Golf Exchange. And Jimmy is one hell of a golfer. He's teamed up with Mike Weeks, the membership director at Bear Lakes, and they've won a couple of pro scratch events here in the last couple of years.
Jimmy's a good golfer. I know Mike is, but It sounds like he's got you on the right track, Russ. Like I said, you know, you do notice we don't play as much together as we used to, just mainly because of my back situation. But
and your schedule, and which is schedule. Getting bigger as the weeks pass. Yeah,
but when we do get to play, I've definitely noticed your tempo's a lot better. You don't seem to, not that you ever got down on yourself, but you know, you look at shots now, and I can tell that you're not afraid of them, or you're not worried that you're not, like with the traps, like your game in that aspect has improved a lot. And that does go, I think, to whatever Jimmy's telling you, I would just
No, he's great. He's a good teacher. He's always positive. You know, he instills a lot of confidence in me. I think that's important.
It is.
You know, personality-wise, to mesh with whoever you're taking lessons from. I've taken lessons probably from 4 or 5 people over the last 10 years, and there's no doubt that I mesh the most, and I'm, you know, almost like friends with the guy you're taking lessons from. That's important to be able to personality. There's a match there personality-wise. Okay, before we break, I want to let you know about the 8th annual Rooney's Golf Foundation Charity Golf Tournament coming up Thursday, October 29th at PGA National Resort and Spa, 12:30 afternoon shotgun start. Benefits 4 great charities: the Autism Project of Palm Beach County, Elite Greyhound Adoptions, the Harriet Wilkes Honors College at FAU, and Place of Hope. You can play 2 different formats on 3 different courses: scramble format on the Hague or the Palmer, best ball format on the Champion. For more information, call Alexis Barbish, 561-683-2222, extension 146. It's the 8th annual Rooney's Golf Foundation Charity Golf Tournament, Thursday, October 29th at PGA National Resort and Spa. We're looking forward to it, Pat. Going to be a lot of fun.
Should be a lot of fun. 3 golf courses, PGA. You can't beat it.
All right. More information, call Alexis, 561-683-2222, extension 146.